Tennessee is set to resume executions this week using a new lethal injection protocol. The update is meant to crack down on dangerous mistakes and mismanagement, the kind that triggered a 3-year pause on capital punishment. But as Catherine Sweeney with member station WPLN reports, the new rules are already facing a court challenge for being too lax.
Oscar Franklin Smith's execution is scheduled for May 22nd. He was convicted of killing his estranged wife and her 2 children in 1989. This is not his first execution date. He's had at least 3. A couple were delayed by COVID-19, and then, in 2022, there were issues with the lethal injection drugs. Kelly Henry is a public defender and one of Smith's attorneys.
He was within an hour of his death, not knowing that the entire day there had been a tug of war over whether or not it was going to be okay to go ahead and execute him anyway.
Even though the drugs had not been properly tested. Court records show Republican Governor Bill Lee was getting messages that day from the Department of Correction saying it failed to test them. He halted all executions in Tennessee and ordered an independent investigation. In its nearly 200-page report, the investigation found failures of the execution protocol were common. It said only one person was put in charge of buying the drugs, testing them, keeping them stored safely, and they had no medical background, nor guidance or oversight. Last summer, the governor gave an update.
One of the reasons there's no movement forward is because we have to have a death penalty protocol that's right before there can be a step.
By January, the Department of Correction was ready with new regulations on lethal injections. Instead of 3 drugs, there would be 1, pentobarbital. The same drug raised concerns about unnecessary pain and suffering in a review by the Department of Justice under the Biden administration, which imposed a moratorium on federal executions. In Tennessee, the new rulebook on executions is half the length of the previous one. Entire sections regulating the buying of drugs and storing them are gone. Potency and toxin testing requirements have been removed, too. Amy Harwell is another one of Smith's attorneys.
Because this new protocol doesn't even include the safeguards that they broke last time. It's as if, having been caught breaking their own rules, TDOC decided, let's just not have rules.
9 death row inmates, including Smith, are suing the department, alleging, among other things, that the use of pentobarbital violates the 8th Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. State officials argue the lethal injections protocol is constitutional. Harwell says these lawsuits take time.
Court said the soonest this case can get to trial, even with us pushing for expedited schedule, is January 2026. And without a reprieve, Oscar will be dead before then.
Governor Lee refused to give a reprieve. He said in a statement that carrying out executions is a serious matter and that he is confident in the department's ability to oversee the process and comply with the revised protocol. The execution is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Sweeney in Nashville.